From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
721, 2 degrees in north central Iowa, Wildcat News. We are speaking with Jenna Hazelhoon. She is the curriculum director and principal at Meese Elementary School in Dakota City. Did I get that? What am I missing? I know it's a big, super long title.
I think you got the gist of it.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome and good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Did you have your coffee?
Yeah, I had something. Okay. I'm good.
I'm kind of a bear without my coffee.
Yeah.
Just give me a few sips and then I'm okay to talk. But
yeah.
Before that, no talking.
Yeah.
We are talking about conferences this morning.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we have conferences coming up next week, February 18th and 20th from 2 to 7. And parents can come in and talk to their teachers. The conference link went out and talk to their teachers about how great their kids are doing in school. And we also have the PTO bake sale going on, free will donation for that. So come and bring some cash if you would like to buy some yummy baked goods and donate to our PTO.
You said to hear how well their kids are doing.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of that.
Well, yeah.
Few improvements here, but
sure.
You know what? I have great confidence and I've heard great things from parents that the teachers and the staff at all of the Humboldt schools do so well that all of the kids are consistently learning and improving.
They are. They're always doing a great job and there's always things to improve on, but you know, our teachers do a great job of communicating with parents. So hopefully when parents come in, they already know those things that those kids have to work on. So when they come in, hopefully there's no surprises. It's all just things that they've already heard. So hopefully it's just a good positive experience when parents come in and meet with our teachers.
This is perfect because I needed to call you about Roundup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Kindergarten Roundup.
Yes. So we have preschool and kindergarten roundup coming up in March. Kindergarten Roundup will be March 7th. So if you have a student or a child who's going to be 5 next year by September 15th, they can come to Kindergarten Roundup on March 7th of this year. So you can call the office if you would like to sign them up. And if you have a preschooler who's going to be 4 by September 15th, you can call the office and sign up for that. That's on March 11th, and that'll be from 4:30 to 6:30. And that's kind of like an open house where they can come and go, meet the teachers, see the classrooms, ask some questions.
And the kids come with them, right?
Yes.
So they get a tour and
yes.
Kind of get familiar with their surroundings.
Yep. The kindergarten roundup we do a little bit different. There's two sessions. There's a morning session and afternoon session. And that's a little different where you drop your student off and then you actually get to leave. And it's kind of just for us to see how your child does in a new environment and meet with the teachers and kind of see how they just do in the kindergarten setting.
Excellent. Are we missing anything?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Bright-eyed, cheery, came in with a smile. And Ryan is next. Ryan Fetters. Taft Elementary School. You have some things that you would like to share with us as well. What's going on in your world, sir?
Yeah, Jenna mentioned the PTO. They met last night and they didn't trust me to come in without a script. So I have a nice long spiel that's very good information, but they didn't trust me to go in without it,
notes
which is probably
good.
A good idea on their part. So our PTO does so much for our kids. They do a lot of fundraising throughout the school year. They provide supplies for our classrooms, provide lots of field trips, lots of experiences for our kids. One of those kind of community engagement events they do is Literacy Night. And this year, the theme is called Opening the Magic, One Page at a Time. So kind of going with the magic theme. And Literacy Night is scheduled for Thursday, March 20th. So coming up here in about 6 weeks or so, that's held at Taft from 4:30 to 7 o'clock at night. We run that concurrently with our book fair. Oh, I think they said they're scheduled to have 10 different activity rooms and stations where parents and students can go through before going or after going to see that book fair. We'll also have a meal available, pulled pork and chips and cookies and drinks available for purchase there. And then new this year, too, they also are adding, because of that magic theme, adding a magic show throughout the evening. So that'll be another draw. We'll hold that down in the gym with 3 different shows occurring throughout the night. So that'll be a good evening there. One other thing they are adding back in this year, they've asked each classroom to kind of be responsible for organizing a basket through like parent donations and teacher donations and things. And each room has a theme. Some are like movie theme, like movie night themed. There's a gift card theme. I think there's 27 different theme baskets that they're going to be raffling off as a fundraiser. So that's open to the entire community. You don't need to be present to win. They're going to preview that available on the Wildcat PTO Facebook page. So you can see everything, you know, what you want to buy your raffle tickets for, where you want to put those. They're selling those tickets for $5 each, or five of them for $20. And then again, all fundraising goes to the Wildcat PTO to support our kids. And then there'll be an option to pay via PayPal. We're working on getting Venmo, but that's not always the easiest process to go through with a nonprofit. But, or they can just make checks or cash available to the Taft or Meese office. So a whole lot of information on that one.
Yeah. Literacy night. What night is that again?
Thursday, March 20th. So.
Okay. And the theme is called what again?
Open the Magic One Page at a Time.
I like that.
Yep.
That is cool.
It's a good theme, and it ties in really well with having that magic show and getting another experience for kids.
You had mentioned earlier, boy, the year's going by fast. Why do you say that?
Yeah. There's a couple of things. I always say January feels long, but this year it did not. I think that was because of the weather we had, when there were some days where it was 50 some degrees out and we were outside and kids didn't have sweatshirts on. One day they were in short sleeves and shorts running around. So that helped when you don't have the wonky schedules and a lot of late starts and no school days. But I also think a lot of it is just, you know, the good plan we put in place with our Taft and our Meese staff this year, where professional development wise, our PLCs are focused on improving student achievement in reading and math. We're doing a lot of work with our intervention system, getting those things set up and in place. And so that it's hard work, but it also, it makes it fly by when you're implementing those things and seeing lots of great growth with our kids.
What is the last day of school? Do you know?
Oh, Friday, May 23rd is what it's scheduled right now. So
Friday, May 23rd.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Friday before Memorial Day.
And so much is going to happen between now and then.
Yep.
So,
and we just met with our leadership team last night, and we put some of our track meet and fun days and transition days on the calendar already. So that's, once you start doing that and scheduling, it gets real that, yeah, the end of the year is in sight quickly.
Yeah, spring is just a little over a month away. Mm-hmm. So not sure the weather's going to cooperate.
You wouldn't tell by looking at the weather the next week, but
right?
That's all right.
Yep. Jenna Hazelhoon, the curriculum director and principal at Meese Elementary, Ryan Fetters from Taft Elementary. Thank you both for coming in. I know it's early. Jenna's on her phone. Are you Facebooking, or are you actually? She's working.
In quotation marks.
She's working. I apologize for implying that you weren't. But you know what? The fact that you're here, you are working, and the rest of the day is off for the students. Again, enjoy this wintry day.
Yes, thanks for having us, Pat. We appreciate it.
Stay warm, stay safe. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.